Wow. There we go. 11:49 a.m. on Monday, April the 10th, 2023. It is morning. Here on the Front Range in Greeley, Colorado. Beautiful sunny day. There's actually a little bit of really high, thin cloudiness scattered about. It's hard to see unless you're really looking for it. Beautiful morning, beautiful morning. Gonna tuck this into my pocket before I drop it. There we go. And we're off to the races. See if we can't get this down to maybe 21 minutes today. It was 24 minutes yesterday. I'm not quite sure why, but perhaps I have been that slow all along and just didn't recognize it because the recording kept stalling out and having to be restarted. At any rate, yeah, writing work done for the day. It's I got a laundry running when I get home. It should be almost dried. The last batch of bread is not evaporating quite as quickly as previous batches have. It's it's kind of bland. I'm pretty sure I left out the salt. And thanks, Dan, for the information about the salt and the yeast not having a bad interaction. I didn't believe it did, but I wasn't sure what effect the salt would have on the chemical balance early on. So anyway, good to know. This is a medical week. This is going to be, well, in some ways, tomorrow might actually be an early walk tomorrow. I have to be at the doctor's office for a routine patient visit. I hope it's just a routine patient visit. I haven't seen my primary care physician for quite a few months. And so I think the last time was before I started treatment. In fact, I'm sure it was before I started treatment. Or relatively sure. I don't know. The period between the end of July and the beginning of November is kind of foggy. The chemo brain not only didn't let me think straight, really, didn't let me focus very well. It also didn't do squat for my short-term memory. And since my short-term memory was shot, my long-term memory was uninformed, shall we say. So we'll see how this works out. Friday, I have surgery to remove the chemo port. So I would not be, I can pretty much guarantee I'm not going to be walking on Friday. Friday is going to be a red day for no walk, no talk. And probably red on the check mark too for not getting my writing work done. On the one hand, it seems sort of counterintuitive to take a red day for medical stuff that I have no control over. Well, I have control over, but I have to have the medical stuff done, so the impact of those procedures probably shouldn't count against me, but I'm thinking of it more along the lines of, yeah, okay, these are the things that are important to me, and I'm not going to work on them that day. Or I didn't, because the check marks and circles and X's, etc., are post. Oh, I have an X. I could put an X there. For do not count this day. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I've forgotten what all my iconography is for the calendar. Luckily, I made a post-it note and stuck it to the calendar, so I know I can remind myself of what I wanted it to be. So yeah, Friday's going to be an X. Black X, I think, but an X. Maybe I'll make it a green X. I don't know. You don't care. Doesn't really amount to much. I'll have a little bit of time in the morning to do basic maintenance stuff, but can't eat, and I'm not supposed to drink. I think I can have water, but nothing within 2 hours, so nothing after 5:30. If I sleep in until 5:30, then yeah, I'm a little bit of dry mouth, and that's all I'm gonna get. A little bit of water to moisten my mouth, but that's about it. But the upside is that the chemo port will be gone, the power port will be gone the following week, next week, when I have to go in for an MRI. I have to go over to Loveland for that. Two hospitals in town, and I can't get an MRI here. Now, one day at a time, we do what we need to do, we move on. What a beautiful morning. It really is a beautiful morning. I hear a motorcycle off in the distance. A rice burner. I saw a couple of those motor scooters configured like choppers the other day. I don't know why, but they just tickle me. Little cut down motorcycles. I rode a motorcycle once, actually, more than once. When I was in Kodiak, I did a week's worth of house sitting for an acquaintance. And in order to get back and forth to base, they left me a motorcycle, a motorbike. And I used it more than just going back and forth to base. It was so much fun. I'm lucky I didn't kill myself. Story of my life. I am so lucky I haven't killed myself yet. Done so many stupid things. Maybe I had to reach 70 years old before I figured out that most of the things that I did were kind of stupid. Some of them weren't, but man, some of them were. I look back on it and think, how the hell did I ever get away with that? And in some cases, of course, I didn't, but anyway, be that as it may. Working Class, Marva Collins 2, Electric Boogaloo. Everything 2 is Electric Boogaloo, I'm not sure why. Am I still recording? I should probably check. Timer keeps ticking over. I'll take that as a yes. So yeah, Marva Collins. I think I'm about halfway through this final Comeout pass. I don't know where Karen is on her work cycle. But yeah, I'm sorry, beta readers. I'm not going to beta read this one either. I'm just going to toss it over the fence. Let Karen have it. Fit it in her queue where she can. Hi. I just, yeah, slapped the monk post. Walking by that lady with her dog. And her little dog too. So I don't know where Karen is on her cycle. She posted a bit about book one on Mastodon this morning. She always makes me sound better than I am. Today was a couple of Natalia comments about talking about the replacement that they hired for her and her assessment of him was he knows which end of the rocket gets hot or which end of the ship gets hot and he knows which end of the wrench to hit you with. I like that one in particular. There's another transliteration from what they used to do to new shipmates on the ship. And the classic is to send you to the forward locker or to the bosun's locker for 2 fathoms of waterline. And they still do it on the Solar Clippers. And Ishmael says, we don't even have a forward locker. And the reply is, well, yes, but we do have waterline. I don't know why, but that just tickled the crap out of me. I'm easily amused, I guess. I guess that's the answer, is I'm easily amused. A follow-up on my World of Warcraft. Thank you again, Dan, for some information about that game. And his life as a blacksmith on World of Warcraft. Oh, green. The buds on this lilac. This one just looks dead. I don't see any new growth on it all. But the ones that had buds on them all look, the buds have broken open and there's little hints of green showing. How cool. But, you know, it's like one of those things, it's like, can I play it? Can I play it on a Linux machine? And the answer turns out to be, apparently, yes. So, I don't know, when I get to the point where I go, with ARC. Perhaps I'll give it a shot. I can still play EVE Online. I've killed off most of my paid accounts. I think I still have a couple. Pip still has a paid account. I think somebody else does too. Natalia maybe. Or maybe it's Zoya. I forget which one of them. But I could play those paid accounts anytime. I just haven't. But I have a bunch of free accounts at this point. That in theory I could play pretty much unobstructed if I'll just use them for trading. So I don't know, maybe I can still log in. It's just everything they do in that game is geared at, all right, let's see who we can beat up today. Here's a new way for you to fight somebody else. Here's a new way for your ships to get blown up by things you can't control. It's like, why? Why?
Hello.
Hello. You can't really build. You don't really have a lot of freedom in terms of what you can build. So, the things that I... One of the things that I like to build in ARC is bases. And oddly, the one thing I haven't done yet on the Genesis 2 map is to build a base. I'm looking around to find the right place. One of the problems I have is that my starting location, which is a pretty good starting location, is too far away from the things that I think I spend the most time doing. Which is resource collecting. So I may want to move closer to where my resources are before I build anything too elaborate. One thing I'm not in short supply of is metal. Metal is usually the thing you struggle with until late game. I suppose I'm actually late game. The character is late game. The character is already maxed out and has a bunch of high-end tools already. But I'm up to my armpits. I'm swimming in refined metal at this point, which is good because refined metal is one of those things you use a lot of. And stone. Stone will be important when I start building because I'll probably build my base out of stone and some amount of wood just for accent. A little more green here today. I'm seeing it push out further and further out into the park. old guy walking along over there stooped over it, reminding me to straighten up. Grass is greening up. It's greening up nicely. There's a few dead looking spots here and there. I'll have to turn on my sprinklers here soon. I should do it before May 1st because I think that's when the water rates go up. So I could give my lawn a good soaking before the city soaks me. I have some daylilies that probably should be dug up, separated out, and replanted. I wonder if I need to get the state out here to mark it off so I don't inadvertently dig on a power line or something. Anyway, as you can probably tell, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.